It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Harvey Weinstein has just been indicted on more sex crimes charges here in New York, but those charges currently remain sealed. That means we won't know the details while that indictment remains under seal, and it'll stay under seal until his arraignment, which is scheduled till September 18th. Weinstein is still recovering from emergency heart surgery on Monday, and he was not in court today at today's hearing. A Long Island man is suing the Nassau County Police Department, accusing it of false arrests.
Since Tyrone Pfeiffer's arrest in 2021, the grandfather of eight says he is emotionally scarred. The arrest is on video. It shows, he says, officers from Nassau County tackling him to the ground as he was leaving a doctor's appointment right before Christmas. He repeatedly said, "You have the wrong person," but it took 10 months for the charges to be dropped. Pfeiffer also says he suffered physical problems because of the false arrest. Pfeiffer, who is African-American, is also suing for racial profiling. The Nassau County Police Department does not comment on pending litigation. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
The search for an alleged groper continues in the Midwood section of Brooklyn. Police say the suspect struck at least twice last month, both times approaching a woman, grabbing her buttocks, and then making a run for it. You can see a new photo of the suspect at 1010winds.com. And if you know or recognize him, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The NYPD is searching for the suspects in a violent home invasion this morning in Diker Heights, Brooklyn.
One of the front bay windows is out here at the home where this happened, 80th Street in Diker Heights. And that's how police say four men broke in here. About 4 o'clock this morning, and they went to work in not only robbing this house, but also they attacked three people. They zip tied two men and a woman, and a 34-year-old man was pistol whipped. A 41-year-old man was punched in the face. And I did see a man in this home with a bandage on his forehead. They do not want to talk to reporters. The suspects stole watches, designer handbags, and cash, and they are still out there. A neighbor tells me this is a fairly safe neighborhood, that most people do have security systems here. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Diker Heights.
It looks like Andrew Cuomo has racked up quite the legal bill to defend himself against accusations of sexual harassment and other misconduct. The New York Times is reporting that New York State, or more accurately, New York taxpayers, have spent more than $25 million and counting to represent Cuomo and some of his top aides in court. In the wake of the report, State Senator Michael Giannaris tells the Times he'll look for a legislative fix that would provide more oversight on that process going forward. They're cutting the ribbon on another redesigned section of Broadway near the Flatiron District into a new pedestrian plaza.
Department of Transportation Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez is calling Broadway's redesign transformational.
We are reimagining Broadway from Union Square again to Columbus Circle with new plazas, bike connections, and shared street to create a calm, welcoming place.
Tables and chairs, planters at a two-way bike lane have replaced cars in front of Zachary Blank's Paragon Sports.
It really extends the phenomenal energy that is Union Square and then brings it a little farther north.
The DOT will start getting public input later this year on the next phase of Broadway upgrades, 12 blocks worth. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Union Square.
Daniel Penny, the man who put Jordan Neely into a chokehold on an F train in May of last year, is scheduled to stand trial next month. And before that trial starts, prosecutors are asking the judge to exclude the testimony of a psychiatrist and limit what the defense can show from Neely's psychiatric records. They say Penny's attorneys are just looking to smear the victim. Daniel Penny put Jordan Neely in the chokehold on the train in what his lawyers say was an effort to protect the lives of his fellow passengers. Prosecutors say that witnesses will testify about Neely's aggressive behavior, and the jury doesn't need to hear a psychiatrist speak as to why Mr. Neely was aggressive. Penny has pleaded not guilty to manslaughter and negligent homicide charges. His trial is scheduled to begin October 21st.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.